I don't know.
I interviewed tons of kids for the Peace Corps.
How was you?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting because you'd get people with all sorts of levels of skill and background, and then you get people who just had totally different conceptions of what the Peace Corps was about.
Right.
You know, so some people would come in like literally to a job interview, like wearing like shorts and flip-flops and a t-shirt, and it'd be like, you should go home and change. This is not like the go have a surf trip for 2 years, you know, like
Well, what would you, what should one wear to a Peace Corps interview?
I mean, you should dress in at least like, you know, respectable business casual maybe.
Okay.
Or you know, like, I mean, I wasn't, you know, some people would wear like full on suit and tie. I would be happy with a collared shirt, you know, like that made the cut in my book in terms of dress, you know, requirements and whatnot. But I think that you got to at least show that you want the job to some degree, you know, and that you take it seriously.
I guess I'd never thought about that for the Peace Corps as it like being a job interview. I thought it, I guess I just.
Dude, it's the longest job interview in the world. It's like a year-long job interview. From the point you start applying for that job to the point you actually ship off, and that averages like, you know, 6 months to a year. And then you get another 3 months of training before you're even sworn in as a volunteer. And that's like the full on, like, what you're not officially in, and you're already in the country that you're
Right.
serving
Right.
in, you know.
But I mean that's like you're already in though. I mean, you can't they're not it's probably pretty rare that they're going to rescind your job offer at that point.
Oh, it happens.
I'm sure everything happens.
There was a guy who went through training, and like, I don't know if he had some psychological issues or if he was just scared or what, but he would show up to training with like war paint on his face. And you're like, okay, this is the impression you want to make on, you know, this country
Did anybody ask him about like
I don't know. I was not involved in the dealing with this guy's
how long did that
situation.
last? Like one day?
No, he went through most of training, and you know, they would talk to him and say, hey, what's going on, you know, but excuse me, it resulted in him not being offered the
I
position,
would imagine.
you know.
Yeah.
There are several cases like that.
What's the worst interview that you had while you were in the Peace Corps? Or do you have any like interesting? I mean, you must have seen a
There
lot of things,
was
right?
one guy who didn't come in for an interview, but he and this actually is this is a secondhand story. This is from my coworker. We shared the position for a while where we were interviewing people, but he came in to the office and was like, "Hey, can like Peace Corps count as community service, like on, you know, probation and that sort of thing?" And my coworker was sort of like, well, we try and be very selective, and so no, you would have to get rid of, you know, you'd have to take care of all that probably before even applying, you know, and show that you've done your part to repay your debt to society or whatever. And he just sort of stands up from the chair and is like, fuck, and he hits the wall and storms out.
Oh,
Yeah, so that was a fun one. And then we just, you know, like, it was interesting because the job was on a college campus,
right.
and so, you know, like, I did interview adults, and I guess all the college students are technically adults, but they're all kind of kids too,
Right,
you know.
right.
And so I interviewed, you know, several adults, but by far the majority, I would say 75% plus, were like 21 years old, you know. And it was just sort of interesting seeing, you know, the wide range of conceptions, of maturity levels, of preconceived notions, you know, and the way people interviewed, you know. It
Yeah,
was just
yeah.
sort of an interesting thing. And actually, it was actually a good experience for me in terms of, I think, preparing me for interviewing for jobs.
Yeah,
If
yeah.
only I could get people to, you know, hold up to their end of the bargain. Like, say, if somebody called and said, hey, you have an interview, then you'd expect them to actually follow through with that.
Oh, totally. I had an interview once.
If they don't, they're a rat bastard.
I had an interview once where I was supposed to be interviewed by two guys, or three people actually. And the first one was like somebody from HR.
Mm-hmm.
And then
fascist pig.
I was gonna let you fill in that, so you did good. And then she was gonna call somebody from the hiring department.
Mm.
And then he was gonna call somebody else from the hiring department. It would be like basically two technical like engineers would interview me, and then the HR person first. So the HR person, you know, she met me, she interviewed me for I don't know half an hour, or, you know, whatever it is. And then she's like, okay, well I'm gonna go call this person now, and that you just stay here, and he'll be here pretty soon. I sat there for like 20 minutes. You know, it was like in like not a very big room. Maybe it was like 8x8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it had like a big whiteboard on the thing, and it was like no windows, just a room. You know, and like fluorescent lighting. I was just sitting there. I was wearing like a shirt and a tie, and the guy didn't show up for like 20 minutes. You know, and I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there, and I was like, do I get up? Do I go somewhere? If I went somewhere, I'd probably get lost, you know, because it's like a new building that I've never been in.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, I think across my mind, like, I would be tempted to, like, put my head down or, like, lay down.
Is this a test?
Yeah, exactly. Like, is there a camera somewhere that I don't know? Like, should I, like, not, like, get up and, like, walk around? And then, like, later, the third guy came in. He's like, oh, you're here. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, where's the other guy? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, oh, that's kind of unprofessional. I'm like, you know, what am I going to say?
Yeah, actually, it is. But at least you showed up to give me the interview.
So I thought you might enjoy that story, kind of. Hey, did you ever take in high school the JABO? Or like there was JABO, or like there was some aptitude test, or like some job skill questionnaire.
Oh, I should have taken that.
Or I think we took it in like junior high or something like that.
Does it tell you what you're supposed to be?
Yeah, or like what you might consider.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like, do you like to talk to people? Do you like to relate to people? Are you mathematical? Are you this? Are you that?
Yeah, though I always sort of cheated on those.
How did you cheat?
Like, I don't know. I would always sort of be like, well, this is what I want the test to tell me. So I'm going to put the... those answers in.
What did you want the test to tell you?
I don't remember at the time. Something that I thought would be cool.
What if you took it now? What would you want the test to tell you?
Employed.
Well, I mean, let's say that's a given. Like, what would be the ideal outcome of a JABO?
The ideal JABO. It would be like, well, first of all, we have an interview scheduled for you. And the interviewer is going to be there.
You're not taking this question seriously.
This is your job. You're going to be a traveling National Geographic photographer, writer, development worker, and wilderness firefighter, combined with project manager and emperor of the universe. No, that got silly. Boo!
Pardon my mouth there. Wow. I really just didn't, you know, respond well to that answer.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do I really want to do? Is that your question?